Paul Hoey was following in his father's footsteps when, as a child, he was making and flying planes. I meet him to find out about the British Model Flying Association.
So we've been working on the centenary for about 18 months or more now. So it's been a whole series of events through this year. But interestingly, whilst the name that we use now is the British Model Flying Association, the legal name when the association was founded in 1922, is the Society of Model Aeronautical Engineers.
Mm, that's posh.
Very posh. But I think that's a reflection of the time. Mm. I'm a volunteer. There's a small paid staff team across the UK or across Britain, about 30,000 members, and we've got 750 clubs across the area as well. Some in Northern Ireland, Jersey, the Isle of Man, Scotland, Wales and England. Anybody can join. It's open membership. There are different types of model flying. So there's flying models that don't have radio control, so they're called free flight models, and they might be a glider, could be a model with rubber band power, a bit more sophisticated than a rubber band. It's quite special rubber that comes from America, or control line. It's an interesting one. That's a model with an engine, with an internal combustion engine typically, that flies on wires. So the pilot stands in the centre of the circle and the model is connected by two wires to the pilot, who holds a handle, and he or she can make it go up or down, and it will fly in circles around the pilot. A number of people will do aerobatics. Some people will fly speed, and when I say speed, we're talking approaching 200 miles an hour, something like that.
Really?
And very noisy. Really noisy.
Is that a large item?
It depends on the class. An aerobatic model might be, I still work in inches on this, so 4 feet, 50 inches across the wing.
Goodness.
A speed model could be really quite small, maybe only 12 or 18 inches, or the very high speed special ones are quite a bit bigger than that, so probably 3 foot, but very slim. And then, of course, there's radio control models that people will be probably more familiar with. We tend to think everything is radio control.
And is that 50-50 or how much?
For free flight models, probably 5 to 10% of the membership would fly those. Mm-hmm. Control line, probably a bit less, probably 5% or less. Radio control will be approaching 90%.
I see.
And so somebody like me, I will fly free flight models without radio, but I will also fly radio control. I belong to two clubs, the South Norfolk Model Flying Club, which meets in a field near just south of Wyndham. We have a landing, takeoff and landing strip that we look after, and I will fly there. I would like to say most weeks. It doesn't always work out like that. Sometimes I'll fly twice a week. Other times I could go a month and not be there. And I belong to another club in Cambridge where we fly model aircraft indoors. So free flight models in a school sports hall.
All right. So that must be a bit orderly, I suppose.
We're quite organised, but the models are really quite small. So there's two on the table there. One is a model of an Italian 1940s very light aircraft. That's 13 inches span, and that will fly on its rubber for 30 to 40 seconds. And then the one that's a bit bigger is an American design. That's different because it's got three wheels, two main wheels and then a nose wheel, so it sits like on a tripod, and it's different because it's got two fins at the back as opposed to just one fin. But that flies really nicely. It takes off from the ground and it flies for 30 seconds every time, very reliably. And again, it lands on its wheels and trundles along the ground until it stops.
That sounds appealing, I must admit.
It is. It's a very fascinating type of flying, very different.
And is it a new purchase? Or?
I've been flying model aircraft on and off all my life, and I make them. So I buy the wood, the tissue, the paint, everything that you need. Sometimes carbon fibre, sometimes quite high-tech things, materials. Other times, it might be a Coca-Cola tin. Other soft drinks are available. And I will use that for very particular parts. Mm. But the trick is to make them light.
Oh, and that's a unique item.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
The little one, the Sauter Fossey, I made for the British National Championships this year. I think it was ninth. It was halfway. I think there were 19 models and it came ninth. And then the bigger one, the Super Ace, is just a sport model. And I think I made that during lockdown.
Oh, it sounds a good thing.
But sometimes some models I will build quite quickly, maybe 2 weeks, just a little model. A big radio control model. I've got one that took me 12 years. But that wasn't all the time. That was sitting on the shelf with, I think I'm a bit fed up with building this, so I'll give it a rest and then I'll come back to it.
And I didn't know you competed. What were the parameters for that then?
There's lots and lots of different classes. So the ones I would fly in are indoor scale models. So a scale model is a model of a real aircraft, a miniature. They're judged on how accurate they are, how accurate a copy they are of the full-size aircraft. So the shape has got to be exactly the same and the colour scheme has got to be the same. And then it's judged on how it flies, sometimes just by time, sometimes by how it flies in a way that looks like the real aircraft, and time. So that for me would be indoor models. I fly radio control scale, which is again very similar. It could be judged on how accurate it is. So I have a Tiger Moth, which is a twin wing aeroplane, a biplane it's called, so it's got a lower wing and an upper wing. My model, it's silver on the wings and the fuselage is red. It has a Japanese four-stroke internal combustion engine in it that has a throttle, so I can control the engine speed. And that will fly aerobatics, but it has to fly aerobatics like a Tiger Moth would.
Goodness me.
So if you fly it like a jet, you will get very low marks. If you fly it like a Tiger Moth, gently and slowly, simple manoeuvres, maybe a loop, maybe a roll from one side. So a roll is, we fly it up, roll it through to be upside down and then back upright again. And other simple manoeuvres, then you would do better.
And you have to practice those?
Yes, you have to practice. Yes.
And do you make up the ballet of it all?
The ballet is a good word for it, I think. It's a performance. So there's a list of manoeuvres that you can do. Sometimes they're added to. And you have to do 8 different manoeuvres. So takeoff is a manoeuvre. Landing is a manoeuvre. There's 2 that you have to do. Everybody has to do them. And then there are 4 that you can choose from the list that best suits your model.
If you bought one of those, that would be like everybody else's.
Yes.
Would people play it, if you like, differently from someone else?
There's 2 ways of approaching it. You can build models, either from your own designs, or maybe plans that somebody else has drawn, and you build just like anything you build from a plan. except it's airplane shaped. Or you can buy a kit, or you can buy a called ready, almost ready to fly models, and they're typically made in Vietnam or China, especially Vietnam, and imported. I'm a builder. I build my models. I will do my own plans, or I will use other people's plans. Sometimes I build a kit for an everyday model that I would fly. Most times I go to the flying field, I might build a kit. So that's really how it works. Mm. Most people now, more than 80% of the membership fly radio control. I don't know what proportion would be almost ready to fly models that you just assemble out of the box. I would have thought a really very high percentage. If I think of my club, probably 75% of the models are almost ready to fly models.
And you've had two centenary. Thank you. this year, haven't you? And with the forum in Norway.
Yes, we did one of the things that we've been working at nationally is, because model flying takes place almost in secret, it's in a field out in the country, or it's in a school sports hall, almost behind closed doors, really. So you wouldn't pass it and think, oh, I'd like to go and have a look at that. So what we've been doing nationally and here in Norfolk and East Anglia is encouraging clubs to go out and to places where people are. So in Norwich, outside the forum back in May, we did a day of all types of different model aircraft on display. And we had, as an association, we have a simulator trailer, which is a television set and a radio control box. And you can fly a model aircraft virtually. Mm-hmm. And the kids love that.
I bet they do.
They seem to enjoy crashing more than flying. But,
I mean, is that right? Do you have lots of crashes? Or?
Okay. It's something I don't like talking about because I feel it. You talk it up.
Yes. Yeah.
I've had one crash this year of a new model that wasn't set up right to fly. But I haven't had a crash for a few years. Not at all. When you're learning, then obviously you're much more vulnerable to crashing. So for radio control models, there's a training scheme. So you would have a simple radio control model that flew very well on its own. The thing about aeroplanes is they actually fly really quite well until you interfere with them. And then the problems start. So you want a model that's nice and stable, that will fly itself, and you can put two radio control transmitters together. So if it was you and I, Marjorie, I would be the instructor, you would be the student, you would have a transmitter, I would have a transmitter, but I would have the master transmitter. So I have a switch on it that switches it to you. You fly it with your transmitter. Then if it starts going a bit wobbly, I just let the switch go and I would fly it. It's called a buddy box system. And most clubs, not every club, but most clubs would insist on that was the way. Mm-hmm. Because we're really very safety conscious. Mm-hmm. You could have a model aeroplane that was weighed 6 pounds, 3 kilos. And if that was to hit somebody, it would hurt somebody very badly.
Insurance. I couldn't think why you would need insurance. What's that got to do with it?
Because accidents do happen. The British Model Flying Association, we have an insurance scheme. And when you join as a member, it'll be £42 for adults next year. Your insurance is included in that. A model crashing isn't covered. But if you were to hit somebody or you damaged property or a car, then yes, you would be covered by the insurance. Mm. So across East Anglia, which is, the country's divided into areas. So the East Anglia area is Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridgeshire and Essex. And there's about 90 clubs across the area. So you, for example, there's a Bury St Edmunds club, there's an Ipswich club, there's just ones that come to mind.
Yeah.
Cambridge has got Ramsey Model Flying Club, Impington, there's a Cambridge club. There's a club in Essex called Odd Bods, which is just a small club, 24 people. They're only allowed 24 people in the membership, so you know, it's quite a small club. My club is in South Norfolk, is about 90 members.
That sounds large. And what about, do you get many ladies?
Not enough. Because there's no reason at all why women shouldn't join in. As with people with disabilities, there's ways in which we can help people to fly. Across the country, there are some very, very good pilots. I can think of Linda in our area, who is an examiner for new pilots, and in the achievement scheme, there's a whole achievement scheme there with different levels. I can think of Fisher over in the London area, who flies helicopters. And helicopters are very, very difficult to fly, and she will fly aerobatics with her helicopter. She's only she's probably about 20 now, 19 or 20. I can think of another lady whose name I can't remember, who herself was a pilot and can't fly now for health reasons, and she flies very large gliders, like gliders of a 6 meter wingspan.
Goodness.
And flies them extremely competently. So
now yeah, that sounds appealing, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes. And those gliders are towed up behind a model aircraft. So just like you would see at Tibbenham, which is the gliding club in South Norfolk, full size gliding club, they use a tug aircraft and they fix a line from the tug to the glider, and they will tow it up to 3,000 feet, release the glider, and then it's free to fly. And models will do exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.